It is 7:03 PM. And this is a meeting of the Village of River Forest Sustainability Commission for Tuesday, November 8th. I'm going to take the roll. Chairperson Simon.
Here.
Commissioner Charette.
Here.
Commissioner Chang.
Here.
Commissioner Roberts. Commissioner Veazey.
Here.
And Student Commissioner Raitt.
Here.
All right, four voting members being present, we do have a quorum. I did not receive any public comments and members of the public are here. So the first item is the adoption of minutes. Does anybody have any edits to the draft of the minutes?
It's me.
All right.
Recording in progress. Yourself. Is there any feedback from anyone? All right. Does someone want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
So
can we have a second?
Second.
All right, Susan, second. Thank you.
Chairperson Simon.
Yes.
Commissioner Charette.
Yes.
Commissioner Chang.
Yes.
Commissioner Veazey.
Yes.
All right.
He's going to drop off round 8, so this is as of everybody. All right. We have a decent agenda, but I think we can rock and roll through it. For Jeff and Ellie, we're in the conference room today because of voting downstairs. But as Beth and I remember, Susan, you probably were around. We used to have meetings all the time up there. So we like this room. Yeah, it's actually easier to have a meeting. If it's public, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's really good. Okay, let's do commissioner reports. Susan, can I start with you?
Yes.
I can mute on here if you'd want to then talk into yours.
Sorry I missed last month's meeting. Since then, I did go to the Planet Green. So kind of the typical updates. I guess the big news coming from Village of Brook Park is they have accepted their sustainability plan that's available online. And that was presented both at Planet Green and also at the Interfaith Green Network that Eric and I attended. And the other news coming from Oak Park is they are working on the single-use plastic ordinance. And the reason it's taking a little bit longer is they're trying to strengthen what Chicago and Rick Force have to ban styrofoam. So hopefully if that went through, that might be a launching pad for us to bat that. That's about it. Update on the from Planet Green. Update on the C4 collaboration and.
Jeff, anything to report?
No, I don't really have much to report this month.
It's like out of that TV. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Ellie, anything on your end?
Yeah, the only thing is that the work that I'm doing at the environmental club at OPRF with Beth's green topic idea for like a big conversation in River Forest. I was talking to the president of the Enviro Club, Manolo. I think you guys probably know him. He's pretty involved in like green initiatives in River Forest National Park, wants to move the date to December 14th because so many seniors were so caught up in college apps for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And haven't had any time to like put it in the paper. So if the 14th works for you guys, instead of the original idea was the 17th. Of November.
Ellie, this is Beth. For some reason, I can't find the Zoom link to join.
is that it's like not in the agenda and it's not.
I went off the village.
It wasn't whatever.
I just have to
okay. I can't find it. But anyway, I mean, I agree with you about putting it off since I have, you know, a senior too, and it's been a struggle. I guess I would question whether December 14th is going to be any better. I think that's a tough time to, it's going to be right before finals, it's going to be before the holidays. You know, we wanted to do something, you know, I mean, certainly if the group wants to go ahead with it, I'm not going to oppose it, but I would just say it might turn out that when December 14th arrives that, you know, it's going to be a pretty tough time of year as well, and that you might be better off just looking at doing it after the first of the year.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue that I've found I'm having right now is getting all of the environmental club in on like a specific week, because it is mostly seniors. That's
it. Correct. And the thing is that if you want to have something like that, like you have to come up with like a little, you know, a title, a catchy description. You have to, I guess if it's just whoever's in the environmental club getting together to talk, but if you want to publicize it in any way, you need to give yourself a little lead time, right? And I mean, I would just, yeah. I guess it's up to you.
Because it was your idea originally. So would you think it would be a good idea to push it to after winter break?
I do, honestly. And I think that what you should do is like build out the time that you need to come up with the description. And I don't know if the group has really talked about, you know, how it's going to run. Is it if it's an hour or if it's 45 minutes, what's the actual, what I call like the run of show, right? Like who's going to do the intro? What's it going to look like? Like we sort of had this concept of sharing stories. And I think when I originally thought of it, I was imagining like sitting outside somewhere and that it might just be like 15 minutes of sharing stories and the rest of it would be informal conversation time. But now it's an indoor event and it's the audience is, you know, might be more high schoolers. So the environmental club and you need to have time to, you know, you should write a title. You should write like a little description. If you imagine that we're going to put it in the e-newsletter or you're going to send it around high school, you're inviting people to come to this thing and you have to tell them something about why it will be interesting to come, right? So you have to give yourself a chance to come up with that and then, you know, allow at least a couple of weeks of getting the word out, right? So do you feel like the group has develop the concept of what they want this time to look like?
Well, I've only been able to contact with only the president because I always have practice at the same time as the meetings.
Yeah.
But I can talk to him about the meeting because their next meeting is tomorrow. I can probably miss the first part of my practice to go talk to them if Manolo would have me come. But something else that I realized
isn't he in Egypt?
Oh, is he there at the climate conference?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yep.
Okay, then I'll WhatsApp him and see what. So then he wouldn't. That's past the 17th, right? He'd still be
what?
There. The UN climate conference.
Past November 17th, or
yeah.
I think it's 2 weeks. No, wait a sec. Maybe till the 18th. But that's November, not December.
Okay.
But yes, it would be past the 17th.
Oh, November. But I thought she was talking about. Oh.
Okay. He originally wanted to do November 17th, but then he wouldn't have been able to go.
No.
Well, I think the question for the head of the environmental club. Well, first, you know, thank you for trying to make it happen. So I don't mean to discourage it. I just want to take the pressure off of everybody, right? And if we've had the chance to sort of do it in a way that is going to end up being successful. So I think the first question for the president of the club is, has that club actually had a chance to talk about what this would look like? And usually if you ask people to come up with a title and like a 75 word or 100 word description of what it is, like imagine us putting it in the new newsletter, right? It forces people to conceptualize, like, what are you asking people to come for? What are they going to get out of it? And then even better is like what I call like a run of show. Say it's 45 minutes or say it's 1 hour. You kind of map it out and you say, who's going to do the intro? That's going to be 2 minutes, right? Then what are we going to do? Are we going to have 20 minutes of round robin story sharing and then 20 minutes of free time, or somebody's going to talk about one topic in particular, and you like map it out, right? And then you know what the program looks like. Mm-hmm. So if one way to approach this is you could set it, you know, put a date in like January or February, and then you just have to get ready for it. Or the environmental club, if they meet once a month, conceptualize it first, and after you conceptualize it, then put the publicity out and pick a date, because then you know you're ready, right?
Okay. I can try before Manolo gets back to put together a description of my own, and then when he gets back, kind of talk to the club about it.
Yeah, and you know, if you want feedback on the description, I'm sure Seth can send it out for you to the whole commission, and you know, people can give you feedback. Or if you give yourself more time, if we're having a December meeting, right? Like you could bring the description back to us in the December meeting, but you don't have to, right? The student group's free to run with it as they wish, but we want to be here to support and guide. Does that make sense?
Yeah. One other small thing that I realize is a benefit of it is that it kind of ties the sustainability commission to the club once I graduate. Because right now I feel like I'm like the main connection.
It would be
good. We have like a big talk between all of us. I think it would like
create. Yeah, that would be great. So is the current president a senior, Manolo?
I think so. Or he's a year younger than me. He might be a junior.
Uh-huh. Well, that's actually a great idea too. You know, if we don't worry too much about bringing in additional people, and it's kind of like, I don't know, mostly that club plus whoever from the commission can go, and anybody else from the public who wants. It doesn't have to be like a huge event or anything. But just, you know, come up with like a fun little title. Maybe you have the word conversation in the title. And so I don't mean to make it sound more complicated than it is. I'm a little worried about December 14th.
Yeah. Hard for sure.
What do the rest of you think about December 14th as a date?
I think with students it's always hard, so I would defer to them.
Yeah.
I would too. I feel like there's never a good time.
No.
Although I gotta think that like in January's gotta be a better time. I mean, December 14th is gonna be right before finals, and anybody who's involved in like music, there's, you know, the music concerts and
Stolly run up.
Right, and then by January 1st, you know, applications are pretty much in. So, you know, mid-January, it's before semester's really gotten going. But yeah, whatever, you know, you can stay in touch with us by email. And if you guys are ready to rock and roll December 14th, I guess I don't have to look at my calendar. What day of the week is that?
That's a Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I will bookmark it in case you guys decide to go ahead with it, but I don't know, figure out when Prisms is. Do you know when Prisms is? I feel like that might be Prisms of Winter, but
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So do you have what you need? Audio lag. You have what you need from us?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Keeping it going.
I am just looking at the school calendar. There's nothing particularly on. There's nothing listed. 14, sorry, there is.
Yeah, there might not be anything.
With arrival, incoming freshman transition.
Prisms must be that weekend, though.
Prisms is the weekend before 12/9.
Mm. Oh,
that's good. That is a big deal.
Well,
12/8. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll mark it on my calendar in case you decide to go ahead with it.
So we need to know pretty soon. So we can...
Yes, which is why I said it's tight.
Yeah. Yeah. Ellie, anything else on your end?
No, that was my only update.
Okay. Hey, I emailed you the link to the application for student commissioner. If you could share that with the Enviro Club, that would be great. Okay. We'll also get it. We'll get it into a newsletter as well and stuff like that. But just wanted to make sure you had it. We're a little bit late on that, so.
Okay. Thank you. I saw that.
Cool. And then, I guess I'm I'm left. With Susan and Lisa, I was at the IGN breakfast, which we go to every year, it seems like. It was virtual this year.
What breakfast?
Interfaith Green Network does their annual breakfast. It hasn't been in person in quite some since pre-COVID. Gary Kinnean always does his dog and pony show that, you know, we all see three or four or five times a year. But it's good. It's good for that audience. And then there were some other speakers like the sustainability coordinator for Oak Park talking about that. Lisa and I were kind of texting back and forth during her presentation, just, you know.
Is there anything striking?
Well, yeah, I mean, things struck us. I mean, they use a third party to do that whole thing and paid a huge amount of money. It was like $100,000 for that.
For
their
combination. $100,000?
It was more than that. Because it's public record. I looked it up.
It's, but, you know, they were really into engaging everybody. And Marcella spent a lot of time talking about the process and how much they engaged.
So that's the part that I thought was, like, very interesting, is they spent a lot of time talking to every potential stakeholder in Oak Park.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. I kind of wish in some ways it included us. Only because, and, you know, not like selfishly, because it'd be great to, you know, share that information.
Piggyback off,
which, you know, we end up doing anyways.
Yeah, we're kind of the same community.
Yeah, but it's more like we share a lot of things, right? Like, we share high school, we share. So a little disappointed that we weren't considered a stakeholder in Oak Park's, you know, climate action plan.
I also thought it was one thing that struck me was they also hired a party to do their carbon emissions. And it's the level is pretty much the same as, I don't know if any of you got a chance to look at CMAP, which maybe Eric can help me with, Chicago Metropolitan Area Planning. Did anybody
planning?
Yeah. Did anybody look at the numbers? I said, because they have numbers for River Forest and virtually every community, but Oak Park seemed almost identical to that. So I also wonder, you know, how much did they pay for that? Because they just basically came up with what CMAP then, unless there's more details.
Right. We have Shannon.
Which we still need to compare those, because
we do.
I did look through it some. I couldn't quite match it up, but I felt like it was all roughly on the same track. Like there was,
yeah, we need to get that to Shannon. We need to power it to her.
Well, I did. I sent it to her. I do one copy, but I sent it to her.
Perfect. Because, yeah, that way she can kind of comb through it. But yeah, that was really interesting data.
And also keep that in mind if you're ever wondering about other communities. And, you know, also, like, you know, I think we should also at some point maybe put this on agenda, you know, compare it to Cook County. And so I think it's good for comparisons.
I think each one did compare to the county overall. Yeah. Like,
that's all I have. Seth, do you have anything to add to the commission reports?
I mean, there's the electric vehicle stuff that's an agenda item on there, so I've got plenty to update when we get to that, but I don't need to take up any time right now. So. Soul Smart plaque is on its way. It's being shipped.
good job, everybody.
Well, I walk by it every time I walk in the building, the big bronze one. Yeah. That's down there.
You're just carving silver into it.
Oh, yeah. It's because of duct tape of the, which is duct tape is silver. So. All right, that's cool.
Two things. Well, one, Seth, if you let me in when you have a chance, then I can be on screen. But I'm curious what are like the main recommendations for action plans out of the climate action plan? And do you think it was, you know, like, do you think it's a good plan? Does it show its professional outside consultant origins, or?
I'm curious, it's Susan's opinion on this. I hate being on the record for this conversation. One thing that struck me from that standpoint is that I'm really interested to see how they're going to execute it. Mm-hmm. It's very complex. It's good in that it's aggressive, but it's very complex, and like the kind of pragmatist in me is like, is this even doable?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you know, you want to build a plan that's aggressive, but it's, you can execute on it. And Oak Park certainly is capable. They have very good people on this, but it's a lot.
Well, they also have bucks. They have a lot of money from the aggregation and from the bag. The tax on bags just comes in. So sadly, because you'd rather people
into that, right?
It wasn't so much.
It'd be great if that was zero.
Yeah, I have to admit that I haven't looked at that.
But it's on their website, right?
Yeah. So I think we could all take a look and have a discussion about it.
I mean, we're going to learn from this. So this is an opportunity for us to share.
Yeah. Okay, so.
And actually, regardless of whether we're included or not, we should engage mm-hmm. Oak Park at this point and, you know, try to get involved in the process so that we can learn and benefit from it.
Well, I did have a conversation with Marcella recently. She wanted to talk about, she was interested in, let's talk about the bioswales and the parkway gardens. But she sort of put those together. I said, those are really different. You're probably the only one left who remembers how the bioswales get up there. I asked Katie Brennan about it, and she, but anyway, what was funny about that conversation was she didn't realize that we were like an all volunteer. And she said, you know, the village lets you make decisions. I was like, I don't do anything they don't want to do. Like, we make suggestions, you know. But she was sort of like indignant that we had all this like quote power. And I was like, well, we do a lot of work.
We want to support from the trustees, but yeah, that is interesting.
So it was just very good because it's run so, I mean, they've got three staff people there. And we've just got one valiant
staff member who this is not his day job.
So anyways, but, you know, and I have to say, after attending one of the Metropolitan Mayor's environmental, I mean, I think it does make sense for a smaller village to work more. Actually, Beth, you were the one I was on too. Did you guys ever discuss the proposal, which is going through at Glacier Speed to get producers to pay the cost for recycling? Did you bring that up at the last meeting?
I did not.
Were you part of that conversation?
Well, I think I was listening in on giving the Metropolitan Mayor's caucus. Yeah. Somebody was talking about that. That was the first that I heard of that. So
have you ever heard of that?
No.
So there's, and it's one thing that was hard for me there, as always at these meetings, is it's hard to figure out who the players are. But somebody was presenting that it looks like there are consultants who are working on this plan, which has gone into effect in maybe 10 other states. Is that too high? But several other states, which is to push back the cost of recycling onto the manufacturer. So if you produce something which can't be recycled, then you pay a cost.
I've read about this.
Yeah. And then that money will be, funneled to the municipalities to, you know, right now taxpayers, ultimately taxpayers mm-hmm. are bearing the brunt of that. So if you produce something which is very recyclable, then you pay a lower cost. And so it's to change. And, you know, honestly, if enough big states do it, it's going to affect it nationally because they're not going to have different packaging.
I mean, you just need California to do it.
California has. Anyway, that's coming through, and it's, you know, it's in the pre-stages. So at that time,
in the Illinois legislature.
It hasn't even hit the Illinois legislature. That's why I said it's. I don't know who the player is behind this. I don't know if it's Metropolitan Mayors or, but there was a consultant there from Portland, Maine. There was another one from Illinois who was somehow involved in land waste. But at that point, this was last month or maybe 2 months ago. They're looking for legislatures, and so they're hoping to introduce it in January. So we're just bringing it up so that we can have it on our radar, because once it does come in, I think we all need to be part of the lobbying effect. And,
awesome.
And then my hope was, you know, feeding this into the whole compost, that if we get some money compensating us for recycling, then we can offer composting at lower or maybe included in the fee. And this will supersede all of our contracts and everything else because it applied to everything. So it'll be cool if it happens. And I think it's possible, but that's exciting. And then also the presentation by the CMAP person that doing all of these things, which I thought was also really exciting because it's done in a uniform way. You know, otherwise every village is doing their own, you know, using the boat. So
everyone's reinventing the wheel.
Yeah. So.
Okay, great. Let's jump into communications. Beth, you want to do what? I'll do the evening as well.
Okay. So I, in the 30 minutes before this meeting started, filled in something on the introduction for the website page. Oops, did we just lose them?
Yeah. I can still see them. I'm going to share my screen on here.
Yeah, they're still there.
Yeah, we just lost.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to share the Word doc, that's where I put in a few changes.
Can everyone see that?
I don't think you're sharing it.
Can I not?
Yeah, I don't think it's sharing for us.
I need to click one more extra button. There we go.
Yeah, this is more fun.
Hey, so I'm not sure if anybody had a chance to look at their sections. I know I didn't have a chance to look at my section until right before this meeting. So what I thought I would do is explain the changes that I was thinking for the intro section, and then anybody else who has something to say about their sections can do that. And then we can kind of make assignments for next time. But basically, instead of that table, we said we were going to take the table out, right? And I just sort of rewrote the opening text. So maybe everybody could just take a second to read those first two paragraphs. This is, you have to imagine that the page starts with the title, Guide to Sustainable Living. So these would just, you know, I'm not wedded to the words or anything. I was just trying to put something down that would be kind of the standing introduction to this page.
Did anyone get to theirs? I did not.
I didn't know. I wasn't at the meeting, so I didn't know what mine was.
I made some edits to mine. It probably could use some tweaking to be uniform with everyone else's, but.
All right. Well, so let's look at my section, and then let's look at your section. So, you know, we don't have to like sit and wordsmith in this meeting, but.
And I would just say like something like this, I think is really easy for me where I can go and I can take this, plug it into the draft, not live version on the website, and even like have, you know, this thing, like delete the table, knowing what changes I need to make.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that those first two paragraphs, you would just put those in instead of the opening paragraph that's there now, delete the table, and then this schedule, don't put this schedule in there, right? This is like a reference for you to have so that you know each month what to put up. And I just kind of took a stab at what would probably be going in there each month. And it should start to align next year with like whatever we're putting in the e-newsletter so that if something's written for the e-newsletter, you just plunk it over right on the webpage without having to duplicate it. That's I guess what I did. And also you can cross list it like on the Village News page. I know Sarah had the idea of just listing it on the Village News page, but I think when you open the sustainability page, you should see like if One Earth Film Festival is coming up or the Pumpkin Smash or whatever is current, that should be there. And then, you know, there's probably a way to cross list it with the Village News page. But those opening two paragraphs, I was just interested in whether that seems to hit kind of like the right tone or something.
The only thing that strikes me is in the first paragraph say there are lots of ways to do.
Oh yeah, I think I'm missing a word. Okay, to do it. Yeah, to fit. Yeah. Maybe you can add that in stuff. It's not alive.
Do it.
Yeah.
Suggest a change. There we go.
I was just trying to make it kind of conversational, right? But mainly we're just trying to explain what you'll find on this page. So
scroll down?
Yeah, why don't you go down to Jeff's section, which I don't remember. Oh, there we go.
Oops, cut off that top part.
So Jeff, do you want to sort of talk us through what you did?
Yeah, so I guess, I mean, my thought was I was going to keep this pretty simple, and to the extent that there were other resources, I think I still might need to find a few links to like relevant, like sort of outside resources, but I wanted to make sure I was sort of like, this was on the right path in terms of like not, I wasn't imagining sort of a narrative after each bullet to explain it. I think more just kind of state it and then provide a resource, but I guess I don't want it to sort of stand out and be different from everyone else's section.
And Jeff, what I can do is I just sort of have rereading my note at the top there is there's two other sections that are sort of more filled in, and I can actually just copy those fully into this, so you can sort of edit that down, just linking to the resources already provided, because it's mostly just stuff copied over from the current web page. And then sort of, yeah, condense it down like this, like linking to the ComEd energy efficiency program, or just sort of the things we had discussed about sort of anything that's not hyper-local, having those sort of permanent broader resources to direct people to.
So Seth, are these the two sections that you're saying needed to be filled in?
These were just had like, yeah, a couple quick bullet points or things like that. And then there were others that had much longer paragraphs. I think it was more stuff. Yeah, switch to renewable resources was the other section, and it was fairly well filled out, and I can copy that in. I can sort of, I hadn't gotten around to it, but I thought maybe copying in just the full new draft webpage for everyone to see so they can edit as they see fit or expand or cut right down.
So what's here now though is more than what you originally pasted in?
I believe so. Looking at this. Yeah, I think it was maybe a couple of these bullet points and that was it.
Well, so I think for us to decide, and which is Jeff's excellent question, is what is the level of detail that we want to provide, right? And are we just giving kind of topical bullet points with links to where to get more information? Or I'm sure if Seth brings over the stuff for switch to renewable resources, there is probably like a lot of narrative and, you know, that sort of thing. So if we want to go more bullet style, then that narrative would need to be edited down.
Yeah, I think more like information on things that are unique to River Forest. So for reducing your carbon footprint, maybe the community solar program, yes, and things like that. And then anything that's just more broad general practices.
Yeah.
Just here's a link to,
yeah,
sustainable practices in this.
I guess under each section, you could almost have a section on, you know, River Forest initiatives, general stuff, or you can continue these categories of like switch to renewable resources, reduce energy usage, and the top bullet item would be about, you know, like switch to renewable resources, then the top bullet item would be sign up for a River Forest community solar, right?
Yeah.
Could you I can do it.
Is there anything in Electrify Your Home or, sorry, Seth, can you just scroll back up? And I have like no memory.
Yeah, I think Electrify Your Home might have been just a few of these bullet points before.
I know, I'm trying to think, is there anything specific to River Forest about electrifying? Or is this where the community solar goes? I'm confused.
I think the community solar and any rooftop solar would probably be switched to renewable resources. Yeah.
And then what's the other category?
Reduce energy usage.
So are there like any River Forest specific things?
My Zoom just crashed. That's reconnected now. Wi-Fi was dropped.
You guys still there?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Where'd
can
everyone
you see
else
go? Can you see?
Hang on 1 second. Stop screen share for a second. You guys waiting to get back in? I don't see.
But as long as they can hear us.
Oh, I'll pop a browser. I have to redo their agreements. Yeah. It's almost like you guys time backs.
You're back in.
We are?
You're not.
Eric is, at least.
I try to get them.
Mine is just doing these spinning circles.
Yeah, but the Wi-Fi, every once in a while.
In the Wi-Fi.
Oh.
The Wi-Fi?
So. This is the public Wi-Fi agreements.
Can you guys still hear us?
Yeah,
the audio is too loud.
So. Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Public Wi-Fi, keep this out.
Well, anyway, so let's just continue with that discussion. So it sounds like, Jeff, that we seem to think that a shorter bullet kind of thing seems like the way we're going to go. So Seth will copy in the more well-populated switch to renewable resources, and you can edit that down, or maybe when you look at it, I feel like it's possible that there might be something in between a single bullet and like a whole paragraph, right? Like you might need just you might need a little bit more than just the bullet, because for people who don't know, I'm not quite sure.
my thought was a lot of these, at least like electrify your home, were big focus of CEJA and the recent IRA, and I think at least with CEJA, the state benefits haven't exactly been like rolled out or implemented yet, but I think hopefully have these there as placeholders, and maybe they do exist and I just am not aware of where to find them yet, but I think eventually have sort of clear links to state sort of level resources for how to get the benefits.
Maybe the narrative element. Sorry. Okay, maybe the narrative element comes more at the beginning of each of those sections. Instead of narrative under every single little bullet, maybe there's just like a narrative paragraph either at the beginning of each of the big sections, like reduce your carbon footprint, you know, waste less, or maybe at the beginning of each of the subsections, like switch to renewable resources, electrify your home, and then the bullets under it, because I feel like the bullets, they work as a great shorthand for those of us who are pretty familiar with everything. But if somebody isn't, I mean, it would definitely take some crafting, but like two or three just really good strong sentences about like why, I don't know.
Why we care.
Sort of like, I mean, it seems to us, it's gonna seem like stating the obvious, but if you think of the website as a resource for people who are maybe just starting to get into it or.
Okay, so for example, like, switch, instead of switch to a heat pump. Switch to a heat pump. Heat pumps are the most efficient way to heat a home. They use, you know, electricity versus gas.
Maybe, you know, I mean, that quickly starts getting into like a paragraph under each one. There's so much.
And I think that's sort of what Jeff was getting at with these, like under each, like the reduce your energy usage in the electrify your home. You put these, you know, few quick sentences before going to the bullet points.
Okay, so he has like under.
Okay. And it's just like explaining like this is a way to reduce your carbon footprint and save money and you know just
and a way to do that would just be to have a hyperlink. So if you don't know what heat pumps are, you click on it and there are all kinds of beautiful descriptions of what heat pumps are.
Better than we can do.
And certainly better than we can do.
Okay, well thanks so much for doing that, Jeff, and kind of helping to move it along. So I think Eric, that might give you sort of some ideas about how to approach the section on the waste. And then Susan, yes, you weren't here, and we sort of assigned to you the ecosystem because you said you could do that.
And I will, I think that one is fairly filled out on the website, so I will copy all of that into.
It might be a matter of reducing it down, actually.
Yeah, yeah, because we had one section that didn't really have any bullet points, so I will fill in all of the text and the hyperlinks that are on the draft website for you to edit away at.
Okay. So was Shannon Andrew Water? I'm not in the Zoom, so I can't see your screen share anymore.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I need to do the last section, at least review it on.
And what's
and I'll copy all of that language.
I'm doing, I'd have to look
at. You're doing waste.
Control this, but yeah, waste less.
Okay.
And I'll put the green block party waste station info in, which is, again, very River Forest specific.
We can all weigh in.
Well, yeah, and I think that was the plan too, was
just get it going.
Get it going, and then
yeah,
we build it from there.
Right. So it would be nice if we had consistency across the sections.
Yes, we agree.
Yeah. Okay, great.
All right, cool. Yeah, it really is. Okay, on the monthly week e-news. So the e-newsletter, what I'd like to do is kind of rotate on a monthly basis who really leads the conversation on this. And then when we have new commissioners on board, and maybe also one of them wants to own newsletter communication. But that'll take some time, obviously, to get a new commissioner up to speed, which, by the way, I don't have any information on. I'm waiting for an update on where we are with replacement commissioners.
Are they asking us for recommendations, or that's coming down from them?
They're not.
It's
an interesting process that we're not particularly involved in. I think there are applications for previous go-arounds that.
And we don't have any idea about timing.
I don't, but I will get that. I'll have a conversation the next day or two. Get some clarity on that and set out an update. I'm as curious as anybody. So Seth is essentially managing this now. Seth, thank you. That's awesome. It's huge help for us. And so really, by rotating responsibility, all we're doing is kind of leading the conversation, making sure people understand what's coming up. But really, Seth, at the end of the day, is handling the logistics of it, and we'll send out the reminders, right? So I am de facto doing the conversation today, and we'll rotate. Maybe Susan, you can do it next meeting, and Seth will help us kind of go through what's coming up. Is that on screen?
Yep.
And the point of the discussion is to make sure that anybody who's on here can meet those deadlines between now and the next meeting, and that we're still okay with what the topics are. See if we need to make any adjustments. Things happen, things come up. There are hot items that we might want to interject and move something else. So that's what we're trying to accomplish at this meeting at this point. And I want to thank Beth for having to deal with this for the last 30 years, feels like, as well as the web stuff. You did it all. So I'm glad we're restoring a little bit of order to this, at least.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I was getting tired of hearing myself talk, and I think it's good, right? Because whenever you have to lead the discussion, then you just kind of have to get more active.
And I mean, we have coffee on a lot of this stuff because we do it.
A lot of it's recycled, right? Yeah. Speaking of recycled.
We use reduce.
Oh, wait, that's my side. Okay, so what do we have coming up?
I don't think we got anything in this week. We just want to do student commissioner next week.
Yes, I'll do student commissioner next week.
And then I could not find any information about election day or something. LRS was not familiar with it. The election sign recycling.
Yeah, there was a special, I mean.
Yeah, and they even copied in one of the Strom people, and then.
Did you ask Lisa Gillis?
I did not know.
Like physically, it's a bin on the street central.
Yeah, it was
central underneath overpass. I
found the previous write-ups and stuff. I just could not find any information on the program, if it's happening this year, anything like that. LRS, I did not see a bin there. LRS seemed to think the county did it. I could not find anything.
I'm a little bit about LRS saying they haven't heard this. They haven't heard of that because there was something else. The free 3 months of composting that was like no big deal in the past, although maybe the village just absorbed that. But on the election sign thing, I've never really been involved with the actual program. I would ask Lisa Gillis because
I'm not going to email right everything. Now, Seth, but I'm copying you on
okay.
it. To Lisa.
Well, that's
weird. It is weird that LRS is, I don't know anything about it. Maybe we're talking to the wrong person.
Thanks.
Okay, so for now, though, it sounds like we've, if we end up getting info on this and it does exist, we'll
we try can to
get it as quickly as we can.
Plug it in, but otherwise.
Yeah.
And then the only other thing we had had for a weekly coming up was the, were we going to discuss the NICOR rebate? Was that, I just have NICOR written down as the alternate.
It looks like the next week doesn't have anything. That's the next week, right?
Yeah, that would be the 21st or the.
Hey, Jeff, what were we going to talk about NICOR? Just like their program? Do you remember what?
I think when it came up, it was discussed as like just kind of republishing something that had been done in the past. Although I was just on their website and they have a kind of strange program. I don't know. It didn't make total sense to me. It wasn't like a whole home sort of like assessment. They may have changed something, I guess, since we had.
They had a ComEd like program where they came in and gave you a bunch of free shit and stuff like that.
Has anybody had this? Anybody had this
program? Not with NICOR.
Have you had ComEd?
I've had the ComEd one.
Because it's both. It's both because they replace things that had to do with both. So we pay a fee into both of them. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's both. But I thought you were talking about because they have rebates on like appliances and things.
Like your Energy Star and things like that.
Yeah. So I
don't know.
But if you're looking for a program, there's not one separate then.
Okay.
There was not one separate.
Is there something in the document from the past? Not really. We don't go back that far. Like, is there a NICOR content from that we've used in the past? It's no big deal. There's other content we can put in here.
I'm not sure. I mean, this is where, like, once we finish this year, then, you know, because the content this year we've been keeping in the running document, right? There is a folder, and I know you found things before in there.
I can see if there was anything from this past winter and spring.
Well, in the Google thing, you know, under content, if you go back to the previous year, there are some things there, but I haven't always been able to find things there. And that's why Sarah had suggested the one running documents. You could always just go back and type NICOR and then you would like find if there was something. I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, maybe another idea is the new Water Smart thing.
We have been.
Just not under our section.
Okay.
There's been a couple of things on that.
Well, I finally signed up for that because I had to like figure out my 12-month water and sewer bill for financial aid
course. They asked that.
It wasn't my financial aid course. You know what? We got selected for the American Community Survey from the U.S. Census Bureau. And they wanted like 12-month data on your water and sewer bill. I was just an idea.
I'm not surprised. I've passed by asking for everything, so you never know.
Yeah. I had a question about Mary Lee's garden. How did that end up? Was that because she was at the last meeting?
Did that with her. She was at the meeting, and we had no monthly newsletter topic because whoever was going to write it couldn't do it. So she was great, and I sent her, we put that together in like 3 days. I sent her a bunch of questions. She answered, I edited it down. Yeah. And actually I did want to mention, Seth, she had sent some fabulous pictures.
I sent them all along and then I don't know why they,
because They didn't include the pictures, and they also didn't include, she had been willing to put in her address and to say, if you walk by and I'm out front, talk to me. So it reminds me, I did want to say that if you are looking for social media content, that it would be fun to put those pictures out with just that line that was missing, right? If you want to see Marilyn's garden.
But I would recheck with her because social media is not the same as the newsletters. I wouldn't put anybody's.
Because it's open to the world.
I wouldn't put anybody's address out there. I mean, you might.
Okay, you can just put the pictures.
Maybe you could just say the.
Don't deal with them directly. A lot. It's the same communications consultant who does the newsletter, builds it all out and then does the social media posts. So
maybe you could say like the 300 block Gale, just like get them close, but I'm sure that's true. I'm glad that I worked out because she reached out to me.
Well, she made a lot of effort, and there's like super, you know, there's great pictures of her garden, and some kids came by to pick herbs during the block party, and she made a special point of taking pictures of that. So
it's probably the last meeting she comes to of ours, but
no, actually she said she was interested in being involved in something.
So just so you understand, Seth, you send it off to the communications group.
I sent it to Matt, and he's the one who gives everything to them, and I included, I even like put a Word doc with the two pictures you suggested and forwarded that along with the three pictures. So
it wasn't fairly long. I mean, maybe they just because it's a
sure they needed to make that.
I would encourage you guys all to go by because it's a pretty awesome one. And as far as I can tell, the only yard in River Forest doesn't have a blade of grass unless you guys know that. But
she says no lawn. She does have grass.
Well, like a prairie grass. Yeah,
all right, so anyway, I was just trying to throw out ideas for other topics, but.
Okay, what, any other ideas? Well, okay, so what gaps do we have right now? We have.
If I can find something out about the election sign recycling, we can knock those two back another week. Otherwise, we would just be missing, I think it's the week of, or after Thanksgiving.
Okay, we can figure that out.
So
also I don't know if people are really reading their if we're gonna have a blank, that seems like a good weekend to
Lisa will get back to us quickly. She always does. So on the yard sign. Let's see where that goes. That would be great. That's the most timely and just such a huge waste.
Yeah,
it would be a shame if
we were
to lose that.
Okay, so I think we're okay.
Are we okay? Yeah, I'm actually looking because the monthly for December will go out the Friday, not the day after Thanksgiving, but the next week. So we've got stuff for 2 weeks for next week and the week after. And then we get into December and we'll have, I believe, 3 or 4 weeklies in December, but we seem to have plans at least for.
Is mine a weekly or monthly?
The sustainable gift giving, I believe, was the monthly. These are the monthly.
So that's 250.
Believe it's 200 to 350 or 175, 350 somewhere.
It's not 175. I know it started with the two.
It's two, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And these were three suggested weeklies, so those would be 5th, 12th, and 19th of December, I believe. And it looks like there are things from 2001, I'm assuming, is, or not 2001, 2021, that we have that we can sort of recycle. And
for the one on the whole energy assessment, that's comment, right? That's
okay. That is a good question.
The comment?
I'm lost because I'm not.
Because I'm just saying, we recently got some statistics on that. I thought might be interested to share our statistics because it was a relatively low number. I gave it more people.
Statistics for the village or?
Yeah, ComEd provided us with statistics on how many people have participated in that program. It it was pretty low. Like, I think they're like 10%.
Yeah, actually, that brings to mind like other things that could be shared, and we're going to talk about this later in the agenda. But yeah, like the statistics from LRS. Maybe not. It needs more context or something, but that kind of information sharing, that actually sounds interesting to me. People would be like, oh, I could be one of those. Or even, you know, this isn't, it's not exactly, but even a little write-up if we're looking for something to fill in this month about the Oak Park plan. Just the fact that it exists, right? Like, I didn't know until you told me tonight, right? Like, what our neighbors are up to. Or you want to see, like, I mean, that should be pretty easy. That's write up and a little link to their thing.
Love their plan. That's cool.
Doesn't really require any creative writing.
All right, I'm gonna. Is there anything more on this?
I just think the only thing needed is for the weeklies for the 5th and the 12th of December, if there's any volunteers for either of those.
So, I don't know what you think of this, but sometimes for the weekly, we distill out of the monthly. So, you know, I could do a version of the gift one that I'm doing for the monthly. Like take the first paragraph or something.
That works. That's fine. It sounds like a way to
promote. Yeah.
And I apologize, but I've got to drop a little early this week, so I'll be available in the meantime, but we'll plan to talk to you guys again in December.
Thanks, Jeff.
And then any volunteers for the holiday reduce, reuse, recycle, and I can even pull up that one from the...
recycle.
Yeah.
Is that like for like gifts, holiday gifts?
I will pull up last year's article and just send that out with the email tomorrow morning. And basically, yeah, we'll just need you to probably look over it, make sure everything is up to date and no, you know, broken links, no out of date dates or references or anything like that. And then that would be the newsletter for, be due the 12th of December, but be published the 15th or 16th.
Okay, so it's already written?
For the most part, yeah. We would just need you to quickly edit it.
Okay, I can.
Sorry, go ahead. Ellie, I cut you off there.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was done.
Okay.
Yeah, but just to be clear, that it's about the holiday lights recycling, right?
That is a different one.
It just says reduce, recycle, use during holidays, which is probably going to be some overlap with what I do, right? I mean, is mine is just
sustainable gift giving. Yeah, and you'll be able to see that in my email tomorrow to see. So there's not overlap if you wanted to focus on a different part provision of your monthly article. And then the next two, the next two are after our next weekly, so we can, we need to get volunteers then. Maybe, I don't know if there'd be new commissioners by that time or not, but.
I mean, I could do the holiday lights when you can say, can send the one from last year.
Do we have to check in with LRS and make sure that
I will double check everything tomorrow. And then we can figure out the last weekly and start to build out for next year at the next meeting.
Cool, perfect. All right, great. Let's move on then. Green Dining Initiative.
So I was one that suggested that. Mostly I just wanted to have a short discussion about it because there's not really that much more to say. But So I did send this to everybody. So does everybody know what takeout 25 is? And maybe I should say, does anyone not know what takeout 25 is?
I am in the Facebook group, so. Oh, yes.
So this was something by, what's the name of the trustee?
Ravi Parakat.
Parakat. As it was a trustee who came up with an idea during the pandemic to keep Oak Park restaurants in business, basically, saying, I think he was suggesting you spend $25 a week.
Yeah, $25 a week at a local restaurant.
And then the initiative spread, you know, to Austin, a little bit to help Austin and everything. So they're using their energy enthusiasm to create a green corridor, which I imagine will have some overlap with the, you know, with the city's pastures. Basically, I just wanted to get it, bring it to our awareness. We can look out. Before coming tonight, I looked to see if there's any more discussion about it. And I haven't seen anything, but. So just more like this, keep in touch, because that's something that we definitely promote. Make sure, you know, again, piggybacking off, extending out to your workforce, and I thought maybe it would tie in with our, what was our mission?
Our dining one? Oh,
yeah, green.
Meatless Mondays, or what we changed to Wednesdays, if it was called. Yeah.
So maybe this might be a little bit different focus, because I think it's
So is that like an ongoing thing?
The takeout 25? Well, I think since we've hopefully gotten mostly through the pandemic, I think it's just to keep the, you know, keep the initiative rolling. Since they have
just to support like local businesses in Oak Park or Forest Berlin, Austin.
Does it have a sustainability component to it? So if it's an ongoing thing, there's another easy topic for a weekly e-newsletter.
I don't think it's implemented yet. It's an mediation stage.
I'm starting to work with what's like a green business association or something like that.
So I imagine at some component. Point it's going to result in like a sticker. And you know, hopefully at some point consumers will be more discerning. I mean, I know some of my hardcore friends are. And like, you know, if they found out a place uses styrofoam, they don't go there. So many. It's so sad.
Anybody want to go do spy shopping test on the single-use plastic thing? Because when is that going into effect?
So we don't. I took a photo of it.
Mystery shop.
Okay. Well, so I like. We never eat at McDonald's, but every once in a while I need a Diet Coke.
Okay, well, that's good.
That's like my vice.
We need people to.
So I went to the McDonald's in Aurora Forest. Sure enough, like huge sign on the window. Yeah.
Really?
Ours, the village's sign.
Yeah. Must be what you promoted. Nice. You guys have signs?
I guess so. I think it like took effect the week I started the job. So yeah.
I think we had a 90-day period. Yeah, but it's fast. What day did
it? I started at the very end of. August.
There it is.
Let's see.
On the McDonald's
drive. If you would like single use sweeteners such as that, it's beautiful.
Look at that.
Right?
Logo. So there, that's
nice.
And then, so when did it go into effect? Because I thought it was like in
August 26, 2022.
But I started the 29th, so.
That's weird. We didn't pass this way back in the spring, though. Yes. I thought it didn't pass until the fall, and then it had like a 90-day.
Well, regardless,
Eric.
But then,
right there, but then is a fun email.
But then, what did they give you? Did they give you a straw?
So,
okay, so they got a nice sign, but then.
Well, so wait, straws are not straws are exempt. So I was not a good.
Okay.
Test shop, okay. But I was very excited to see the sign. Nice.
But see, I actually think that's a perfect lead to the e-newsletter story.
Because
it's just like sending, like doing the stories sort of over and over on the generic kind of stuff of like you can get a home energy assessment. But what's fun is like if you pass something, right, we pass an ordinance, and then you follow the story of what's happening. There's a picture, and you're just like, you know,
well, we don't mean
like remember we signed this because you probably did like a monthly write up on that, but not everybody reads
it's a monthly.
No,
so if you've got a gap,
we can grab that right up and just turn it into a.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
So that's a good one.
And I did. I will mention. I gave a guest lecture yesterday at Dominican in the business school, talking about sustainability. So she could come in that for.
That's why.
Awesome. Yeah, but I did ask the student. I asked the students. I told them about the same, and I said, "We need you." And so I told them exactly what to do. I said, "If they do it once, and you know, just say nicely, you know, there's this ordinance. By the way, there's the sign." And then I said, "If they do it a couple of times, then reach out to us. Because I think that's the other thing, and that's really important because." The only enforcement of this is if people have to tell us, right? So that would be, if we do have a weekly thing, that would be a perfect thing to include, which is, you know, we need your cooperation. I honestly, I go to very few restaurants, ever.
I don't know. We just got an order from Giordano's in Oak Park, and I forgot to tell them not to put the stuff in. Oh. I have such a collection of plastic orders from Giordano's because they always put like 10 of them in there. But anyway, so we digress, but
yeah. Well, hopefully Oak Park will soon have one as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I just sent everyone that photo. So anything else on the green?
Let's all keep our, especially our Oak Park contact over here, keep our eyes peeled and
right,
and see an opportunity and make sure it extends to.
Electric vehicle readiness.
So I guess this is sort of a multi-pronged thing here. We are going to be conducting an electric vehicle readiness study. We sent out a request for proposal this summer. We only got a couple bids, but we've been working with one to sort of get the scope and everything within our budget. We've got it fairly close, I'd say. I think we're hoping that's sort of officially adopted, knock on wood, by the board next week, and that will begin. It's roughly thinking a 6-month study, mostly just assessing all the various parking, finding the best locations for electric vehicles. Then there's, you know, things we can sort of build out from there. And then the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus does have this. I'm going to share my screen again one more time. Cohort they are starting. It basically functions just like Silver Smart or Soul Smart, but for EVs. And yeah, zoning, different categories. So they have two cohorts they're accepting applications in. One, I guess, begins next, the applications are through next week. First one begins in December, but the next one then begins mid-2023, so right after this study would be completed. So my thought process is apply to be in that second cohort, and based on what the MMC has even said is we're not quite sure how this first one's going to go. The second one will probably run a little more efficiently. We will have some information to go in with, and then, yeah, start down this road.
Really good news.
Does anybody evaluate, because I remember asking when we put in our the single EV station. Does anybody evaluate the closeness of that?
Let me check with Jeff.
When they put it in, I said, you know, are we going to have data on its usage? I can tell you my casual, because I walk by there and I'm usually seeing a car hooked up, which I find is good news, but it'd be interesting to look over time and see, is this. You know, I still follow the electric vehicle ownership in River Forest, which is just edging up. And I can give you the link for that if that's something you'd like to check as well.
Absolutely.
They, you know, they record at the county level, but then also. They do it monthly, but I just keep track quarterly because it's going on month to month.
No,
in River Forest, it goes up by like one.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
But it's just sort of interesting.
I'm glad you give it tabs on that.
But at the. So what I see happening is that at the state level, there's some really big jumps, but I think that's making up for towns that you had virtually. Now, of course, you guys know how percentages work. If you have a really low number,
you go from 0 to 1.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because we're forced to know Park have a, you know, pretty high, above, I think above county averages.
Oh, I guess we have one of the higher ones.
Yeah, so our percentage increases in that. But they keep on that.
Well, I'm sure these consultants will look at that, obviously, as part of their
but that's another reason just to have that at the ready. So when they ask for it, you know.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of sort of information already built in that they can sort of go off of. Like, I think Village done like a commuter parking study a couple of years ago. So we know sort of how frequently those lots that are Village owned are used and what the turnover is, and sort of can have some information they can sort of further build upon.
So the study's going to inform you like how many we should have. And
yeah, really identifying the best locations for it. We're looking at all the Village owned lots, town center area, and then the various campuses. So both Dominican locations.
Dominican sustainability, we haven't noticed that this year, but there was some statement at one meeting about they don't have any EV charging stations, but they have these EV ready spaces. And I was like, what the heck does that mean? So I guess when they laid out the garage, even though they didn't have the money for it, they may need a space for it. So I'm not sure that would be the study.
They probably ran conduit to it, you know, and maybe have it ready.
And then the only other thing, and you, I think, saw my email, is Trustee Gillis had asked about grant opportunities for installation. I found several programs that are sort of all still in the developmental stage. The big federal one from the, yes. Our sort of corridor was not designated as one of the corridors where the money needs to be spent first before the rest is spent.
Because they're quite a few more parks. So I'm sure
I think they were looking for the ones that stretch into downstate for the most part.
Right on Harlem, so, physically
within a mile. They affect us close enough where they don't affect us. So.
Right, so we're not like in the middle of nowhere where there's not a charging station for 100 miles.
Route 4 is living in downtown, so anything that's added to the downtown corridor in Oak Park is benefiting our residents.
Yeah.
And then all the state ones are in various process of the administrative rules process, which I can get into way too much boring detail about if you want me to. But
what generated the interest in having this study? I guess I was curious about who asked.
Yeah, who asked you to do that?
I don't know. The RFP was like the proposals came in as I was starting, so it was something the board had approved. I'm assuming in the spring or summer to sort of begin this process, but I'm gonna mispronounce it, Ciorba. They had done something similar with Oak Park and with Winnetka, so they were two of the
thing is it smart to be ready because there may be money coming down the line.
There's no reason to be bleeding.
But I would think the usage would be a big part of that, because if we're finding that the two that we have are underused, then it's it's hard to justify unless we're taking advantage of some grant money. It's hard to justify like
ChargePoint has like a whole reporting system. Yeah. So should be hard to find that.
Yeah, I will definitely look into that. And
all right, that's awesome. That's great news. Anything else on that?
That's all I've got. And then this information with the readiness, this whole spreadsheet is available on the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus website. So if you guys want to take a deeper dive into all of that.
HHW collection. This sounds like a clothing line.
That's the household hazardous waste. Okay. Which triggered me then to ask about the more general status, which thank you, Seth. So I guess, did either of you do the household hazardous waste pickup thing?
I don't have a lot of hazardous waste.
The electronics pickup.
So what prompted this was that I, signed up, said that I wanted to do it. Sorry, I'm looking for my photos. So the particular question is whether we can, does the bag really need to be this big? This is the bag that they sent me.
Do you email that out, or?
I don't remember if I emailed it out.
You did email it, I think, to at least Jeff and I.
I'm not like this bag. My husband was like, I could get inside this bag.
It's a sleeping bag.
And it also, so when I, and the instructions are like, put it upright. Well, it's a flat bag. It has like no bottom, right? And this is a picture of like, I actually, we had a bunch of weed killer and stuff we wanted to get rid of, right? And you put like a zip tie around it. But this is like how much extra space there was, like at the top of the bag.
Well, I imagine they wanted
to. They also, there's a weight limit on how much you can put in it. But also, they're like, if you've got light bulbs, put them in a separate Ziploc in there. I'm thinking those light bulbs are immediately getting crushed by, you know. And so this is it's a small issue, but it's an implementation issue, right? And so it would be great if you could, I don't know, ask them, right? Because it seems to me what you would do is sort of say, maybe ask people, you know, do you have an estimate of how many bottles you want? If you want like two bags or three bags, and that they should be like
different sizes,
normal size bags, right? And it also upset me because now I'm just thinking that this bag is going in the garbage, right. It's going in the landfill. It's, you know, more plastic. And I know they need to have a way of doing it. So I'm sure there are 90 million reasons why this bag has to be so huge. But at first I thought I was going to have maybe two bottles of something to like stick in the bottom of it, right? And just like even putting it in the bottom of the bag.
Because I mean, we're not factories.
Right? Like why would you be like stacking all of these things up to fill a bag that's like 6 feet tall? So it's an operational question. If you can follow up with George or something and say, what's the rationale for that?
I can look into it. I know LRS uses a specific hazardous waste collection company they contract with called Clean Harbors, I think is their name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It just made me sad when I received this bag. And I would say that the bigger question, which I'm sure nobody will want to hear of until we've run this program for a couple of years, but it honestly made me wonder, you know, how LRS thinks this is going. They don't have much experience yet, right? But both the pickup of the waste, the e-waste and the household hazardous waste, doing it household by household, is that actually the most efficient way to do this, right? Like I was really thrilled when we got the, as opposed to LRS running like a recycling extravaganza type thing once a year and say, just like drop your stuff up. I mean, I found it a hassle, right? But I mean, I'm really glad we have it. So in that sense, I'm not complaining. It's included with the service. I just wonder, right? Like after they do it for a year or two, from a cost point of view and everything, you know, I had to make the request. I received FedEx envelope with this bag, right? And then they're coming by one to pick them up. I signed up for the e-waste thing. I forgot to put it out, right? And this one I put out the night before because I didn't want to get up before 6 a.m. They said it has to be out before 6 a.m. You know, they didn't come until later in the day. So it's a question, right? It just got started. So it's too early to kind of say, hey, this isn't working, but I just, maybe in a year's time or something, they could come and talk to us about how it's going, you know, because it's in their interest too, to run it in a way. I'm just thinking about the cost of them like FedExing me this gigantic bag.
So is there, be interesting, I would assume there's some kind of business review that's done annually or quarterly or with large village vendors, maybe there is, and if there is already a process in place that we can just interject ourselves into that kind of.
Well, I think the contract specifically actually put this as, I think it specifically put the commission in the role of reviewing the compost part of it. I don't remember if it specifically said we would review the rest, but this thing you sent is awesome.
Yeah, I can.
Context for it, right? Like what you would want to see in future years is that 228th is compost would be a much larger percentage and that the, you know, waste tons would be decreased, but I don't have any.
Yeah, so yeah, this unfortunately just starts with when they began their contract in April, but I can continue to provide this sort of monthly report every month's meeting. So next month we'll have the October pickup, including the e-waste and the.
Yeah.
So why don't we plan on asking LRS for like an annual review? I think that's a very rational thing to say.
How's it going?
It's a new program. How's it going? What can we do better? What can, you know, here's the feedback. Yeah, here's the feedback. We have, like, right, it's a new program. Like, that's for a way for everybody to improve and get better. So,
yeah. Or honestly, like, if there were to be a supply of these bags, like at the village to pick them up or something like that, and there were different sizes, and I could assess how many I needed, I would go and pick them up from the village instead of imagining the waste going into FedExing these bags.
Well, that's good feedback for them, right? That'll save them money. They want to FedEx these things with all kinds of stuff. So.
My comment on the whole thing is, I mean, it's great to track it, but this was sort of my comment from the beginning, which is, what incentives do we have in our waste collection plan to actually reduce waste?
Well, right. Because and so the thing is,
I mean, we talked a lot, you know, I feel like we were throwing the bones of, well, there's composting options and this hazardous waste electronic. But in terms of waste, like if we just sit there and watch waste stay the same or even increase, what are the teeth in this contract that get people to reduce waste?
But see, I don't.
Or at the very least to, take financial responsibility for the quantity of waste that they're producing.
Right. At the moment we're past that, right? For now until is renegotiated.
Yeah, but it's in 5 years. So I want to make sure the discussion is way out, because if you wait till 5 years, people tell you this is all been discussed. So
it starts with this, right? Because then you can look at this and you can say, well, in 5 years time or 2 years time or in 3 years time or whatever, we want to see that you have to me, I guess I always need like a goal so you can track against it, right? So if the goal is to whatever, decrease the waste by 10% and increase the whatever, then yes, you're absolutely right to then think about what mechanisms, incentives do you have to get to that. And for some people, this is why I said this could be the subject of like a write-up or something. For some people, just knowing, these are the numbers that, like, if we added all those numbers up and said, 80% of the stuff from the course is going to the landfill collectively, we want to reduce that to something. You could do your part by signing up compost, then we see, we try to drive that number up, right?
That's one of them.
I don't think we have anything else. Other business or?
I think so.
Thank you, Seth.
Yes. Thank you.
For jumping in there head first.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
did you know about the Oak Park climate plan as it was moving along as a resident?
I did not. I have been trying to get my feet under River Forest since I started this job. So yeah. I'd seen maybe just like a few things. I just followed the village webpage on Facebook and hadn't really read any further than the blurb site.
All right, next meeting December 13th. Mm-hmm. I will give an update out on new commissioners as soon as I get word on that.
We need help.
Yes, I think we need that. That should be like a priority to get that moving.
So, as the only voting member still left in this meeting, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, this meeting is adjourned.
Thanks.
Thank you.
8:27 p.m.
Thanks so much, Seth.
Ellie, thanks so much for hanging out. We always appreciate you.
Yes. And thanks for working on that event. Just let us know what's going on with the next step and what you need.
All right. I appreciate it.
Is that my very